Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. This is God's word for today, and today we're reading from 3 John, in beginning in verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church by Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbidden them that would, that casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also here bear record, and you know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I would not write with ink and pen unto thee. But I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. John here, the elder or the pastor, prays for our brother Gaius, who is a very compassionate, faithful, reliable, genuine saint in the church, that he was suffering from poor health, and that while sick, some had illegally, deceitfully, and intentionally taken his possessions. The wisdom of this prayer is for us to follow the doctrine of Jesus Christ, no matter what God will be with us. Our God is the restorer and repair of all breaches, and restitution is one of his greatest qualities. So with the wisdom that we can extract from this is that, as the scripture teaches us, that Gaius had fallen sick, and the history of this tells us that while sick, some of the brethren took some of his possessions, but John, some historians believe could have been his pastor, began to pray for him. And as John prayed for Gaius, he prayed for restoration of everything that he lost, primarily based on the fact of his faithfulness to God, his faithfulness to the church, his loyalty to the saints, and his righteous living. So let us take the wisdom from this, Brother Gaius, and let us, each one of us, live our lives in such a fashion that if our time would come, whatever it might be, if our pastors prayed for us, there wouldn't have to be some wrong that we did. It would have to be dealt with or tried to cover it or whatever. So let's just live righteous, live by the word of God, and God's saints will always let us know that I'm right there with you, because he promised he'd never leave us. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today. Let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus Christ, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to experience the dawning of this new day with the saints of our mind and activity of our limbs. And we're asking you again, God, today, if you'd be so kind to continue to envelop us in your favor, that as we move forward, we'll keep ourselves reminded that you promised that you'd never leave us, not forsake us, whatever situation we might find ourselves in. But before we even move forward, God, we ask you to be so kind to please forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that again today that you will take pleasure in leading us and guiding us and allowing love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives and letting healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation overtake us, as opposed to because of allowing the enemy to manipulate our minds and our thinking that we fall away from the truth, that we find ourselves in some situations, God, that you, God, are displeased with us with. But as we, God, allow, God, the indwelling of your spirit to lead us and guide us, and we are guided by your word, God, we know that things are going to be all right. Even as David said, I'm in the valley, but I'm not afraid because I know the Lord is with me. God, and so I know that even as we embark upon this day to go and perform the tasks you set before us today, let us keep the mind, let us have the mind that whatever happens to us, we know that you're with us because you said you'd never leave us, nor would you forsake us. You let us know through your word that you are with us, God being in us by the baptism of the Holy Ghost to heal us, to deliver us, to prosper us, to save us, God. And we know and we trust your word because the scripture teaches us that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. And since you are for us, then who can be against us? Hallelujah. God, and so we thank you, we praise you, Lord, and we're asking you, God, to continue to prove yourself in our lives as we move forward. God, and again today, we're asking you, God, hallelujah, we see how the enemy is on the prowl, God, and how he's seeking to lure people away from the truth and drag them back into darkness or to keep them from coming out of the darkness that they're in. But God, I beseech you by your mercy and by your word, God, that you anoint each one of us, God, that have the baptism of your spirit, but particularly your pastors. God, grant us a refreshing from your presence that we will preach and teach, God, this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise, and we will further demonstrate it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, because we know where you brought us from, and we are reminded every day where you brought us from, because we say, thank you, God, for salvation, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we know that there are others, God, out there. There are some good people, God, hallelujah, but they just haven't come to the knowledge of knowing what they really need to do to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because they've just been around people that run in the circles that believe that you don't have to have the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. They don't believe all they think, and they believe is that if they do Matthew 28:19, God, that baptized in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the blessed Holy Ghost, they feel that they have it made. They feel like they're saved. God, but you let us know in the book of Acts that a man must repent. God, hallelujah, as acknowledging himself to be a sinner. God, hallelujah. And then when he repent, then you would forgive him of the sin. And then when he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, after that, the Bible declares that we would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost after the baptism in water. God, so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. And we're asking you, God, for the pastors to preach and teach. And don't be afraid of what people are going to say. Help us to take courage. God, that we're not preaching, God, for how much money somebody going to give us. We're not preaching for favor with certain people. But we're preaching, God, because we look around us and we see the brethren that are lost. We see some of the brethren, God, that you have baptized with the Holy Ghost slipping back, God, and they're slipping back into that darkness, God. But because we know, hallelujah, to walk according to your word, to live according to your word, is where our salvation is. And we know, hallelujah, that people are going to walk away. We know that the enemy is on the prowl, and we know he's a manipulator. We know he's a liar and the father of lies. We know, God, hallelujah, he's cunning and he's crafty, and he'll turn people, God, to follow after the things of the flesh, because that's all he can do, and he's angry with you. God, hallelujah, you let us know through your word, hallelujah, that Satan is angry. God, and he's trying to use us to not follow your instructions so it will displease you that after all you've done for us, we still don't follow your instruction. And Satan gets joy out of the people of God. God, not coming to the knowledge of the truth, not living by your word, by not doing what your word teaches. He gets joy out of that. God, but we know, God, hallelujah, that it brings your wrath, your fury, and your indignation upon your people, God, when they refuse to do what you say do. After all you've done for us, you gave your only begotten son. He laid down his life, sent back the Holy Ghost. God, you've healed, you delivered, you prosperous, God. Hallelujah, prospered all of us, God. And when people, God, turn their back, hallelujah, you can't, according to your word, your blessings are not going to continue to flow into their lives, God, because they're contrary to your word. So, God, we know that for those of us that you've baptized with the Holy Ghost, God, and it's our responsibility, it's our job to help people to know how to come out of the darkness that they're in, to come out of that lack of knowledge that they're in, into the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we are to be peculiar and separate and sanctified, and to come out from the world where people don't believe and trust you and are willing to follow your word. God, that we can be the example that they need to see themselves in the darkness that they're in, to see themselves in that lack of knowledge. And God, and help the saints, help all of us, help the pastors as they preach and teach the truth, that our faith will increase. God, hallelujah, that the enemy, he goes on the attack with your word, using your word to try to use your word against us. And if people are not really grounded in your word, if they don't really read and seek you, God, for your word to be hidden in their hearts, just like Satan took Jesus up to the pinnacle of the temple, and he tried to get him. God, he tried to distract him from his purpose. And Satan is seeking today the regenerated believers with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Satan is seeking to distract us from our purpose, God, by causing us, God, to not be the light that you intend for us to be in the darkness of the people around us. But God, but we know that the pastor keep preaching the truth. The people keep attending church, God, and worshiping you and honoring you. God, their hearts are going to continue to receive your word. They're going to continue to be demonstrators of your word. That even, God, hallelujah, when if they, like many, have lost their livelihoods, their self-sufficiency, their financial independence, God, and they're struggling to move forward, but they continue to get to church, God, they continue to cry out to you, Lord God, and when you hear that genuine cry, God, you're going to move by your spirit, you're going to grant restoration, even if you have to help them, God, to get their own business started, to do where they can hire other people and pay them wages that's commensurate with the cost of living, God, that they can survive and do good. God, for those, God, hallelujah, living by the faith that we receive from hearing your word, God, we will recognize the fact, we will discern the spirit that it's the devil that's trying to lure us away from the truth back into darkness, trying to tell us that we can have these natural things in life. But we already know, God, that you let us know Jesus left it on record for us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, these things shall be added unto you. So that is letting us know, God, because he said it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So we already know if we do what you tell us to do, we live by your word. Hallelujah. You're going to provide us with whatever it is that we need to do what you've charged us to do, because you are God over everything. God, and even if the people that could help us won't help us, you'll provide somebody to help us. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it, God. And we're asking you, God, even when sickness come upon us, when you allow it to happen, God, hallelujah, we're going to keep our faith, our trust, and our confidence in you. God, knowing that you can heal us, you can deliver us, you can get us back out of the sick beds and back on our feet. God, hallelujah, leaving medical professionals, family members, and others, God, just confounded, just astonished, amazed at how we never thought that they would walk again. We never thought they'd talk again. And all the, but you're the miracle worker. You're the great healer. And we're believing you and trusting you, God, to get the attention of some people, God. We know that you're going to work it out somewhere. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we thank you for it and we praise you and we honor you, Lord God. And for those that have lost their way and they're falling back into darkness, God, they're beginning to follow after those that are very obviously walking contrary to the gospel. because rather than being peculiar, they are like chameleons, God. They're just looking like, acting like, walking like, talking like, and doing the things that the people of the world are doing, God, hallelujah. And they're trying to justify that because when the Paul said he became as those different situations of people, God, Paul was not saying, God, and we thank you for helping us to understand that Paul was not saying that he got out there and started acting like them and talking like them. What he's saying is that he got amongst them and he got to where he learned how to communicate with them to help them to see the light of the knowledge, because if he'd act just like them, there would have been no light to see. God, so help us to understand that we don't mislead and misguide people, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. But those that have fallen back into the darkness, when they begin to cry out, when they recognize they're back in the darkness that you had gotten them out of, and they begin to repent and cry out to you, God, hear their cry, forgive them, restore them, refresh them, God, like only you can, that they can get back on the right path in life, demonstrating this gospel of Jesus Christ, helping other people to learn to seek you in sincerity and in truth, and you will save them too from this underworld generation. We thank you for it, God, and we ask you, God, again, God, today, as we ask you every day, for those that have lost loved ones, God, through to death, God, through some of this ridiculous means that people are killing people, God, lift the burden from their hearts, God. Console them, comfort them, strengthen them like only you can to get themselves together, to move forward. God, to give you glory and honor, and you're going to bless them. God, that they'll be strengthened, that when others are struggling to move forward in like fashion, they will be able to share the wisdom of how to move forward with them. So we thank you, God, because we know that you can do it, because you are the repairer of the breaches. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah. We know, God, hallelujah, God, that you're going to turn homes into God presence homes, God, where people, God, were attending church at one time, but then they stopped because the devil lured them back into the world to seek after the things of the flesh. God, but as they begin to realize how messed up they are, God, by going back on you, and there's no peace in the home. There's no joy in the home. God, there's no happiness in the home, God. And all of this love and joy and peace and happiness and oneness and singleness of heart, God, and this family unity is gone. God, but when they remember and they begin to pray and they begin to seek you, hallelujah, in sincerity and in truth, God, you're going to move by your spirit. When they begin to pray together as a family, they begin to read your word together as a family, and they're going to get back into the church and get active in church, and they're going to worship you and seek you and praise you and honor you and reverence you, God, and you're going to turn their homes. You're going to restore the love. You're going to restore, God, the peace. You're going to restore, God, that compassion, that joy, that happiness that once existed in that home, or if it never did, you're going to put it there, because people turn to you with their whole heart. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you again today for your goodness and for your mercy. God, and we ask you again, God, hallelujah, to continue to look on, God, our government officials, God, and we know that your fury, your wrath, and your indignation is loose in the land. And you're doing a lot of these things, God, because you're doing it to get after those people that could treat the people that have less it better than they treat them. But because they're trying to just hoard everything to themselves, they're trying to pass legislation that they will have more money. God, hallelujah, that they will, God, have to pay less taxes, but the people that make less money have to pay more taxes. And God, and all these things. But we see, God, we know that you know it. We know that you see it. And we know, God, that you're moving by your spirit. The tornadoes and the hurricanes and the winds and the rain and the waters, God, that are destroying people's properties. God, hallelujah. God, help them to see that that's you on the move, that they will turn away and give themselves to you, surrender to you, ask for forgiveness. God, that they can, you can turn their life around. Do it, God, we pray in the name of Jesus the Christ. But until that day shall come, God, we know that you're going to continue God, to maintain our cause. We know that you're going to continue to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We know, God, that you're going to continue, hallelujah, to supply us with whatever it is that we need to be who you would have us to be in this last and evil day, hallelujah. God, we know that you're going to continue to heal us, hallelujah. We know that you're going to continue to deliver us. We trust it and know, God, that you're going to restore. God, hallelujah, we know that you're going to comfort. We know that you're going to save. God, hallelujah, until that day that the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds with power and great glory, with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And when he shout, hallelujah, God, that trump shall sound. The Bible declares that the dead in Christ shall rise and come out of the graves, hallelujah. As Paul said, grave, where's your victory? Death, where is your sting? We're coming out of those graves, hallelujah, that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost when we get put in the grave. God, and we know, hallelujah, that those that have the baptism of the Holy Ghost but had not died, they're going to get caught up together, as the scripture teaches us, to meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We're striving to believe it and to trust it, God, hallelujah. And we know that you're everywhere all the time with the power to do anything, God, with the love and compassion, because you are love. So we thank you for the promises you made. Thank you for the ways that you've provided us with the means to do what you've charged us to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and I believe it. And I know that the believers around the world believe and trust you, God, and trust your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and we do believe it so. Amen, and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Remember again today, people of God everywhere, things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.